day did you sleep in on?
Friday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
I feel like of any day, if you want to sleep in, Friday you can. Sleep what in, that? Guys. Well, because it's Friday. Who cares? I mean, you get a clock off early from work anyway, if you are working, that is.
Are you worried that by the time people will hear this, because it's Friday's catch-up?
Yeah.
That they'll already be up and into their Fridays.
Yeah.
Like you probably should have said this on Thursdays. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. See what you mean.
Yeah. Or are you telling people for next Friday?
This is for next Friday. Okay. Well, because they might only listen to a Friday show.
Oh, they're Friday fans.
Yeah. So they might be like, oh, I don't really want to listen to those two Monday to Thursday. But every Friday, they bloody nail it.
If you are listening, I'd encourage that. Friday's always a big show.
Fridays are always fun.
We always plan things to end on a Friday.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're going to randomly pick a show, or you're just going to pick one show a week and you pick a Friday. It'd
be weird if we planned things to finish on like a Wednesday. We've got this big idea. We're going to start it on a Thursday, finish it on the following Wednesday. How weird. Imagine that.
You make a lot of sense, Nate.
I do.
And I don't often say that.
That's my job.
But right now, you're making a lot of sense.
I'm a big sense guy, not a dollar guy.
And then there you've ruined it.
Ah, you went, yeah, that's good. I've linked it into money. This podcast is $5 to listen to as well, by the way.
What do you mean? It's synergy.
That is so niche. That is such a niche gag. No one will get that.
No, I reckon at least a few people will get that.
Unless we listen back and hear that, no one's going to get it.
No, I reckon a few will.
You reckon?
Yeah.
If you're listening to this now and you get that joke, Instagram us or tweet us.
DM us on Instagram. Just send us a message if you get that
and
joke.
And just say that, just Instagram us the words, I get the gag.
I get the gag, guys.
That's it.
All right, enjoy the podcast.
Breaking news involving Rod Stewart.
Oh, Roddy.
You'd know him from Maggie May. Maggie May, I'm Dennis, I'm
is that, the that's not his biggest song. You.
My favourite song of his.
Oh, right.
Also
okay.
Sung, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I prefer Maggie May. Yeah. If you don't know that song, do yourself a favour. Open your Spotify after you finish listening to Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah, not now.
Dive in Maggie May.
Do it in the ads.
Not even then. Commit to Jimmy and Nath from 6 to 9. Then open your Spotify. Look, yeah, Rod Stewart, he's come out and he's commented on Elton John's retirement tour.
Right.
So you might have seen that in the news. Elton John's come out and said, I'm doing one final tour, that's it, I'm retiring. Well, Rod Stewart has said it's dishonest. He said, it stinks of selling tickets. It's dishonest. It's not rock and roll.
Oh, so he's saying that Elton's only saying that to sell tickets and he's not actually retiring.
And then a few years he'll go, hey, it's my comeback.
I'll do a bit of a John Farnham. You know what I mean? Keep going back, Johnny, you're the voice.
Understand it. What I was going to say, though, is he said it's not rock and roll. Yes, that's true. It's not rock and roll. It's Elton John.
It's completely different.
It's a different format.
Yeah. No, don't come out and say, oh, Elton John's not rock and roll. This is not new news, Rod Stewart.
Here's the famous rock and roll song by Post Malone and 21 Savage. It's called Rockstar. Again, not rock and roll. It's Jimmy Nath on Hit.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're the expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories once I understand them on behalf of Hobart. I XOXO. Ding them through.
Nathiggy Azalea.
Yes.
She broke up with her former partner, Nick Young. He's a professional NBA player, after she caught him cheating via footage from their home security cameras.
Oh, I'll get ya.
It wasn't me. No, it was Nick. I saw the footage.
Literally, we had a viewing.
And surely it's their house. So surely, like, he would know that there's security. Like,
yeah, unless she's putting secret security cameras in there, then there's bigger problems.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's
trust issues.
I assume
they're not secret. I'm assuming they're just normal ones. Yeah. Anyway, she decided to burn all his clothes when she found out he cheated. This is her doing an interview the other day.
Said I burnt it all.
Burned it all. What was
I burnt a lot, and I threw stuff in the pool too. I started off with water, and it just seemed like that didn't work.
You needed to move on to fire.
Well, make up your mind. Are you burning stuff or are you drenching it?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I started to burn it, then I threw it in the pool. Oh, that didn't work. Put the fire out.
It's also very... Well, she did it round the other way, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she was throwing stuff to ruin it in the pool.
Yeah, well, that's a problem then. You can't light something on fire if it's wet. You know what I mean?
Correct. And it doesn't damage it if it goes in the pool. It's just wet.
Oh, it's like a washing machine.
Got to dry all my clothes. Hey, Scott Eastwood, you know him as the son of famous actor Clint Eastwood. Yep. Scott is a famous actor in his own right, don't get me wrong, but Clint is probably one of the, regarded as one of the greatest actors of all time. In a recent interview, he revealed the best advice he got from his dad. Best advice. Any guesses, Nath, as to what Mr. Clint Eastwood would say? It's four words.
Be good at your job. At yours, hyphenated.
Be good at acting.
Yeah, there you go.
No, his advice was, and I love this, is shut up and listen.
Shut up and listen. Yeah, great.
XOXO. Don't get better advice than that. And finally, The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Probably one of my favourite songs.
Yeah, love it.
I consider it one of the best songs of all time. When it was originally released, it was about 15 years ago, it spent a total of 4 weeks in a row on the British Top 100.
Yep.
Which is a bit sad for such a great song.
You think it would have... Maybe there was other really good songs at that time. Like, that's a good song.
Okay, yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Other good songs there too.
Well, right now, Mr. Brightside has spent 200 weeks concurrently in the UK charts. So 200 weeks in a row.
Recently?
Yeah, right now. So it's still in the charts right now. From right now to going back 200 weeks, it's been on the charts.
Was it in a movie or something, or it's just resurfaced?
I think it's just resurfaced. It's a sign. I mean, it was in the AFL Grand Final, obviously,
sure,
last year.
Yeah.
Jackie Rewalt getting up there and giving it a good yell. His wife actually banned him from singing it at the Hope.
Right. Yeah.
We covered that in the show. Mm. But, Nath, yeah, so what I thought, it spent 200 weeks over there in their charts. I'm not sure if it's on our charts, but I thought to celebrate, we could play Mr. Brightside. I know it's R&B Fridays.
Yes.
But this is a great song. I thought we could play Mr. Brightside 200 times in a row.
Just straight.
Yeah.
No talking, nothing between it.
Nah, just 200 times.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Let's do it. Here it is.
It's good. Good.
You're this
welcome,
is number
guys.
One of 200. He's going to play 200 times.
Let's
He's
do
the
it.
Killers. It's Jimmy Nate. The Killers, Mr. Brightside on Hobart's Hit 100.9. You're with Jimmy Nate. It's 18 minutes past 7, and that was play one of 200.
Yes, if you're just joining us, Mr. Brightside by The Killers is celebrating 200 weeks in a row in the UK charts.
Yeah.
And Nath, you and me thought the only way to celebrate was to play Mr. Brightside 200 times because it could be the best song of all time.
Yeah, and we've got 199 more plays to go.
Well, we were going to, but I've just got a text from the boss, Sweet Chili Philly.
Yeah, what did he say?
You can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind of wrecks. We've got to plan the rest of the show now, don't we?
I don't know what you said. I said Jimmy got headphones on his head. So Nath can tell a story instead. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, basically how this works is I've got a story to tell Jimmy. He's going to be listening to music in his iPod headphones. He's got to try and figure out that story through lip reading. Jim, you've got them in. What song are you listening to?
I don't know what you said, Nath.
What song?
What song? Oh,
what
yeah,
song?
I'm listening to Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yeah.
I'm listening to my new Apple AirPods. Thanks to the boys at Harvey Norman.
Cool.
Killers.
You good to go?
Yeah, Mr. Brightside.
Giving him the thumbs up. You know, you're
okay,
good
see,
to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. All right, here we go. Oh, it's very loud today. All right.
Mate, I know you haven't told the story yet, so buddy, let's get a move on.
A koala in Queensland has been rescued from the top of a power pole.
Go Anna
Koala
in Queensland.
Yeah.
Can you Gwenno in Queensland?
No, Koala.
Moana?
No.
Great movie.
Koala.
Big fan.
Koala in Queensland. It's been rescued from the top of a power pole.
Something Knowles. Shannon Knowles.
No.
Jeez. Is it a movie review?
The poor fella had been stuck there for 2 days.
The goanna stayed there for 2 days.
No, the poor... I guess that's close. It's just not a goanna. The poor fella has been stuck there for 2 days.
The bald fella stayed there for 2 days.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the last bit. He is now safe and sound in a wildlife sanctuary.
Can you give me that one again?
He is now safe and sound in a wildlife sanctuary.
safe and sound.
Yes.
In a whale sanctuary.
No wildlife.
Nightlife.
No wildlife.
Wildlife.
No. Yes. All right. Headphones. Take them off. He's taking his headphones out. Jim, piece together the story I just told you.
Just before I piece it together, yes. I did get the full sentence correct at the end, didn't I? Safe and sound in a wildlife sanctuary?
Sanctuary, not century. Oh. Yeah.
Still close. Okay, there we go. All right, so there is, don't interrupt me, Nath. I'm going to put this all together. There's a goanna in Queensland whose favourite movie is Moana. His favourite artist is Shannon Knoll. There was a bald fella that he invited over. That was there for 2 days, which is really inconsiderate because when you invite guests over, you know, don't stay for 2 days. Just watch Moana, listen to some Shutter Knoll, get out of there. But the boar fella is now safe and sound in a wildlife sanctuary.
Can I interrupt you yet?
Yep, you're good.
I don't know where you got any of that from. It was a koala.
Oh.
And he got stuck atop of a power pole.
A power pole.
And he was rescued and now he's in a wildlife sanctuary safe and sound.
Who's the bald fella?
Oh, I have no idea. Who is the bald fella?
Oh, mate, you're telling the story.
Great news for anybody who wants to, I guess, run the company that they're working for.
Succeed in their workplace.
Yeah. An article has come out stating that to be successful at your job, you've just got to be smarter than your boss. Sounds like common sense. Really.
Yeah, well, when you told me yesterday, I was like, at first I was like, oh, yeah, but it makes sense. Mm. You don't actually have to be good at your job.
Yep.
If you're smarter than your boss, technically, at some point in time, you should supersede them.
You should, yeah, overtake them. You know what I mean? So studies have shown that employees who have a higher IQ, so that's like general knowledge, than their bosses, exactly as you said, will eventually take over the business that they're working in.
It makes sense. I've never thought of it like that because I always think, you know, you do the job you're employed to do. Yeah. You do it well and then you get rewarded and you go to the next one.
I mean, you've got to be careful, though, because you can't like go around telling your boss or other employees, hey, smarter than the boss. You've got to be subtle.
I wouldn't recommend you ever do that at any point.
I've never been smarter than the boss.
Well, the other thing you mentioned there, Nath, I didn't realise was it's IQ.
Yes.
So you just got to be smarter than them in an IQ
just
test.
Just general knowledge.
So when you go in for your next job interview,
yeah.
Not you, mate. I'm sure
depends how this show goes.
But if you're going into a job interview, do you then ask at the end of the interview, the boss does the thing. So you've got any questions for me?
Oh, nice. And you bring out a list. Well, do I ever?
You just bring out an IQ test. Yeah. You go, well, actually, if you could just do this IQ test for me really quickly.
That could work. Yeah.
And then you would know what your chances are of progressing the corporate ladder up.
I don't even know what my IQ would be. I've never done an IQ test. I just assume it'd be pretty high. You know what I mean?
I remember I did it as a kid. It was on TV. Me and my dad did it.
You were on TV or you were watching TV?
I was watching TV. Yeah. So there was a TV show when the national IQ test.
Yeah, I'll have to YouTube that.
Oh, mate, surely you wouldn't have to with your huge IQ test. I mean, you've got a huge IQ. Look, Nath, what I thought we could do, because this is all based around being smarter than your boss. So I went and spoke to our boss, Sweet Chili Philly. Yeah. And I said, hey, mate, I've got an idea. I got you v Nath in some sort of like game and to find out who's smarter. Mm. Sweet Chili Philly declined. He's a very busy man.
Scared man.
He said busy. They're your words.
Yeah.
You're getting fired, not me. But he did offer something else. So this, we've got the next best thing to our boss, Sweet Chili Philly. We've got his son, Chandler.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So what I thought, rather than seeing, Nath, if you're smarter than our boss, I thought you could see, or we could see, if you're smarter than our boss's son, Chandler, who happens to be in fifth grade.
Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Hey guys, we'd like to meet our new classmates.
Yeah. And our classmates today will be Nath from Jimmy and Nath.
Hi.
And Chandler from Sweet Chili Philly.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
So Chandler, stick around. Nath, stick around. We'll go to a song. And when we come back, I've got 5 questions for both of you. They're the same questions. We're going to answer all of them and we're going to find out who is smarter, Nath or Chandler.
So I've got this song to just cram in as much information as I can.
Google what should fifth graders know.
It's Jimmy and Nath.
We are about to test to find out who is smarter, Nath from Jimmy and Nath or Chandler, our boss, Sweet Chili Philly's son. He's in the studio. How are you, Chandler?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Very well, thank you. All right, let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Hey guys, we'd like to meet our new classmate.
Yeah!
As I mentioned, classmates today are Nath and Chandler.
I'm giving him a death stare.
Stop staring at Chandler, Nath.
Trying really... to put him off. I'm generally worried because this is a smart kid.
Now, Chandler, you are in grade 5, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. So you're at an advantage, you'd say, over Nath. You guess?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So he's being humble too. He's trying to play down the fact that he's a child genius.
Yeah. he's Albert Einstein. So Chandler, Nath, what we've got 5 questions. So I'm going to read out a question and then I'll give you 4 possible answers.
Okay.
You're going to write one of those answers down on a piece of paper. I will then collect the piece of papers at the end of class and I will give you a mark out of 5, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Boss Sweet Chili Philly, he's going to hand out your question sheets now, so you're going to get your questions.
Can I just say one thing as these are being handed out?
Yeah.
I was in a composite 5-6 class.
Yeah.
So I concentrated more on grade 6 stuff, not grade 5 stuff, so yeah. I'm at a disadvantage.
So you're just giving yourself an excuse
already. Not an excuse, I just want to state the facts. So go easy on me, Chandler.
Nate's actually lying, he never graduated year 4. He's got no idea. All right, so your first question today is, what is the fastest bird on foot? What is the fastest bird on foot? Is it A, ostrich, B, sparrow, C, eagle, or D, woodpecker? Write your answer down. Ostrich, sparrow, eagle, or woodpecker?
I don't know how to spell my answer.
Just do your best, mate.
Okay, I'll do my best.
You're lucky none of the questions involve spelling. Okay, we're all good. Chandler, you're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Okay. Question 2. What is the role of a flower? What is the role of a flower? Is it A, to smell good, B, to look good, C, to make seeds, or D, to make food for the plant? Smell good, look good, make seeds, or make food for the plant. What is the role of a flower?
This is hard.
I've never seen Nate concentrate so hard in my life.
I'm so nervous. Because if I lose this, all the fifth graders outside, when I walk down the street, you're like, ha ha, smarter than you.
Well, you don't actually even know this, Nate. If you lose it, Chandler's actually replacing you on the show.
Yeah, I know.
It's Jimmy and Chan. How you going, Chan? You all good, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go. Question 3. What colour do you get when you mix red paint with blue paint? A, purple, B, yellow, C, green, or D, white?
We didn't have art at school.
What school did you go to?
Laguna Street. We didn't have it.
Okay. Purple, yellow, green or white? What colour do you get if you mix red and blue paint?
Can I just ask, Chandler, are you finding these questions easy or are you finding them hard?
Reasonable, like in the middle kind of-ish.
Okay.
Have you had any of these questions at school before?
We had what is the fastest bird on foot.
Okay.
What? I never got asked that question at school.
Mate, excuse you weren't paying attention at school. Okay, question 4. How many states are there in Australia? A5, B6, C7 or D8? How many states are there in Australia? For those of you that are listening, just Chandler and Nathan both counting, trying to point it at an imaginary map.
And you're putting me off as well. I'm trying to listen.
How many states are there? Don't look at Chandler's answers,
Nate. I wasn't. I was looking at something else.
What are the things?
What are the options?
Oh, what are the options? A5, B6, C7, or D8?
Not including territories?
Yeah, not including. Well, I was trying to trick him, Sweet Chili Philly. Not including territories, yes. How many states
Sweet Chili
are there?
You said you didn't want to be a part of this quiz, so we're taking on your son.
I can't. I'm busy.
Okay. The final question, question 5. It's a math-related question. What is a quarter of 4,444?
Oh.
Is it A, 1,111, B, 1,122, C, 3,321, or D, 1,132? Now, Nathan, I don't want to make you feel bad, but Chandler's already written his answer down.
I'm doing like long division here. Have you written it down already?
Nate's got his iPhone out. He's trying to open the calculator. Okay.
Are you serious?
Nate, write something down.
All right, I've got it. I've written it down.
Sweet Chili Philly, would you like to collect their answer sheets and I can mark them?
That means I can't change anything.
Okay. Now, it's hard to tell who's who because they both look like the writing of grade 5 students.
What are you trying to say?
Which is fine for Chandler. He's a grade 5 student. Nate, you're a grown man. Okay. First question was, what is the fastest bird on foot? You've both answered ostrich. That's correct.
Oh, this is going to come down to the wire, Chandler.
Got one. Okay. Sorry, I'm just reading Nate's answer. What is the role of a flower? The answer is make seeds. Now, you both got that incorrect. So Chandler went for make food for the plant, but Nath, you went to smell good.
Yeah, well, you buy flowers for people? Chandler, have you ever bought flowers for a girl before?
No, my mum
was. Your mum? And why do you buy flowers? Because they smell good.
Yeah, and they look good as well.
Yeah, see?
He's giving me the point.
Okay. What colour do you get if you mix red and blue paint? You get purple. Yeah, now Mav's written purple paint. Sorry, Chandler's written purple paint. His brother's here as well. There's too many kids. It's confusing me. So you've written purple, Nath.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're both correct, but I'm just going to give Chandler an extra point.
Why?
Well, extra credit. He's gone above and beyond.
No, I'm short and sharp. You know what I mean?
He gets 1.5 points. Okay, how many states are there in Australia? You've both locked in 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is states not including territories. The answer's 6.
Oh.
Yeah. You've both got that one wrong. And what is a quarter of 4,444? You both answered 1,111. That's both correct.
Woohoo! I'm smart as a fifth grader.
So you both got 3 points, but I've given Chandler the extra half a point because he wrote paint. Because it's purple paint. Because I'm the teacher, mate, and I can do what I want. So congratulations, Chandler. You are smarter than a Nate.
Oh, Chandler, what school do you go to?
Glanstone Crescent Primary School.
Have they got room for one more kid in the class?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, great. We'll go to school. Sweet Chili Philly can drop us in next. Jim, the world's most expensive SUV has just gone on sale. $3 million. That is how much this car is going for.
Why do you need to spend $3 million on a car? Like, I get the people that buy this car are, like, multi-millionaires or maybe even billionaires.
Well, you'd want to hope so, because if they're not, I don't know how they're affording it. Imagine going to the bank. Hey, can I just get a loan? Yeah, $3 million. What for? Oh, just a car.
Yeah. Where do you sleep, car? Where do you eat, car?
What do you eat? The car. The back seat.
Chewing on the leather seats.
This is what's in this car. So it was made by a Chinese company, and this is why it's so expensive. It's got luxury recliner seats. This
I mean, kid, no other car has luxury recliner seats.
Whoa, your chair goes back. $3 million. An espresso machine.
Okay, yep. Now we're
espresso machine.
Yep.
Two, not one, two gaming consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
So PlayStation and Xbox.
Yep.
A carbon fibre bulletproof exterior. Just in case someone shoots at you.
Yeah, now it's a car for a superhero.
And here, let me give you a photo of it as well. Okay, there's a picture of it. Looks pretty cool. Now, the thing is, this car, it's been nicknamed the Batmobile. Batman! And that's the theme song. When you buy it, the Chinese company plays this song.
No, that's what the horn plays. Yeah, no, look, it does look very reminiscent of the Batmobile from the good Batman movies.
Yeah.
Who was in that? Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, those ones. No, yeah. That was Adam West.
Saying this car looks
this
like
car.
The Batmobile from those movies.
The Adam West ones, they didn't quite have the budget.
He was actually riding around in a push bike.
But it got me thinking, a lot of people name their cars.
Yep.
I mean, my very first car was a red RAV4, 96, and we called it just the RAV.
Yeah.
The RAV. My current car, little black Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
The Beast, call it that.
No, we don't.
I'm going to start calling it the Beast.
It's like one of those nicknames where you call a really skinny person fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, your car is not a Beast, so we call it Beast.
Yes, it is. It's a Beast. Mate, I drive my little Ford Fiesta around and people are like, whoa, look at this guy.
No, they say, oh, look at that beast. They're talking about the dude driving it, not the actual car. No, my first car, I called it Radiger.
Radiger?
Yeah, Radiger.
Why is that?
There's a Simpsons episode where Bart pretends his name is Radiger.
Right.
And that was pretty much my thought process.
So did you have to explain that to everybody?
Yeah, and then like you try to recreate the scene. So like Bart's on stage and he says his name's Radiger. And yeah, it just was...
Yeah, great. Whatever that car.
I had to get rid of it just because I hated the name.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Do you have a name for your car? I mean, maybe it's just a little silly name. Maybe it's a name with a story behind it. Give us a call. And if you do give us a call, we'll send you the movies.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we'll hook you up to go see Pacific Rim Uprising. It's in cinemas March 22.
13, 12, 16, do you have a name for your car? Give us a call. We'll get you on next. The most expensive SUV in the world has just been put on sale, $3 million, and it's been nicknamed the Batmobile.
Yeah, now I named my car Radiger as my first car, which wasn't a great name.
Yeah.
You named your, a RAV4 and you named it the RAV.
Yeah, Red RAV4. Again, not a creative name. No. But some people might have creative names for their car. Who knows? Let's go to Ron from Brighton. Ron, you've got a Ford Falcon. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct.
And Ronnie, what do you call your car?
Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper.
Now, Ron, is your car white?
It is white.
Yeah. Nice.
Because it looks like a stormtrooper?
It kind of does look a bit like a stormtrooper.
Does it have a laser gun in it?
It doesn't have a laser gun, but it's not meant to hit anything anyway, but that's the point. But it's certainly got lots of laser blasts where it's been hit by other things.
Well done.
Good, Ronnie.
Let's go to Simone from Kingston. You've got a Nissan Micra. What do you call your car?
I call it Molly Micra.
Molly Micra. Oh, that's kind of cute.
So where did that name come from, Simone?
Well, because my mum, she's passed away now, and it belonged to her, and she used to zoom around in it and call it Molly Micra. And drove all over Australia, and she's a beast.
So it's got sentimental value, Simone. Yeah, you just can't let it go.
Absolutely. And I've had a daughter, and she knows the story behind it, and she loves this car as well.
So will you give it to your daughter once you're done with it, Simone?
Oh, I don't know if we'll make that far.
Oh, poor Molly Walker. She's had a good run.
We've got our fingers crossed for Molly, Simone.
Gemma from Claremont, you've got a Ford Focus. What do you call your car, Gem?
My car's name's Francis.
Francis.
Or Ajax for short.
What? Why is it called Francis?
From Deadpool.
Oh.
Clever.
Yeah, sorry.
Really, really clever.
Sorry, Gemma, it's Friday. We're not firing on all cylinders. It's a bit of a car joke.
Gemma, do many people get that joke, or do you have to explain it a lot?
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't get it, and it kind of makes me sad.
Look, it's a good joke, Jem, but I called my first car Radiger after a Simpsons thing, and in the end I just had to rename my car because I got sick of trying to explain my joke.
Hey, Gemma, can I ask a quick question? I've got a little Ford Fiesta. I'm thinking about calling it The Beast. Is that a good name for it, or you don't think that's quite accurate?
Well, I grew up with whatever gender you are, the car is the opposite, and then if it's a Fiesta, then it has to start with S.
Oh, okay. So it could be called The...
The Ceased.
What?
Well, because you want to call it The Beast,
mate,
but it's going to start with
S. Mate, you know your car, Runniger.
You're not
named Felicity from Moona, you've got a Beamer. What do you call your car?
Meaty Paws.
Meaty Paws?
Yes.
Why Meaty that? Paws?
Because being an M Sport, it's got a big, chunky sports steering wheel, so it's really meaty, and you put your paws on it. So, Meaty Paws.
Nice.
It's so good. There's like a name, but there's like a solid explanation behind it.
That's great.
Actually, when I heard your Rav one, it reminded me. I used to have an Audi years ago, and its name was Rav, because I got it lowered, and it turned up, and I didn't think it was as low as it should be. My dad used to joke that, it's as high as a RAV4. So I actually have an Audi called Rav.
Nice! Cool!
Felicity, do you tell people about your car's nicknames?
Oh, yeah. Well, my family has so many cars because we love them, so we always refer them by name. We'll go in such and such. So everyone knows all their names.
So I'm going to have to come pick Felicity up in The Beast to see what she thinks.
Oh, you mean The Seas?
Oh, no. Sorry. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it. That didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nate show through the week make the show, so we try and summarise those we missed in a little bit of magic for everybody.
You say we, but it's mainly you, mate. Oh, I just bring the headlines.
You're a part of it. You know what? You provide the stories, I provide the magic.
A man in China has been fined after wearing roller skates and hanging onto buses.
Yeah.
onto buses to avoid paying the fare.
Bit harsh. He's just trying to get to work. When the cops finally caught him, they aggressively tackled him to the ground and the man said, wow, that Esker skated fast.
Good. He was good.
He was just leaving the hairdressers when they caught him. Do you know what they cut his hair with at the hairdressers?
No, I don't know.
A rollerblade.
Oh!
Yes. We should almost end the magic there, you know?
No, I'm sure you got more. Three people have been warned in the United States for illegally floating down a river in LA in a giant pink flamingo. The flamingo has been confiscated.
You know what, Jim? You and I should do that. It sounds pretty fun. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd float the idea. One of the perps was our very own Alf Stewart from Home and Away. And you know what he said when the cops came?
Flamingo.
Quick, flamingo! Oh.
Yes! I guessed it.
You actually did know. You must have been there. Yeah. One of the guys in the flamingos. Apparently, these flamingos are very expensive in the States now. It's due to inflation.
Yeah. See, that's why we didn't end magic earlier. You still got more. And finally, a 9-year-old boy from Florida has beaten the Guinness World Record for most amount of claps in a minute by 4 claps. He clapped 1,080 times.
Now, Jim, you and I, or mainly me, actually, I've got eyes and ears everywhere. And this kid has actually released a song after his world record detailing his experience. And I've got a first play right now.
I feel my fingers, they are ready on my hand, oh. Wanna forget high fives, fist bumps, this isn't their show. Maybe I'll teach them one day what clapping is the real go. The old record is now over. Hey Guinness, watch me clap that. Hear the crowd roar, clap that. Beat it by 4, clap that. My hands are sore, clap that. Whoa, whoa, clap that.
Wait for the solo. There it is. Yeah.
What is that?
That's him going.
Oh, that's the world record.
Listen to him.
Woo.
I deserve a round of applause.